still got bits and parts and transmissions going in and out for you. Are you still moving? Or are you just hitting the microphone too hard?
How about this? I moved near the window. Any better?
Yeah, you can keep it steady. Alright, what I've got so far is 407.775 with a MAC of 486. And if that's what you said, then that would be the U.S. Postal Inspector's New York City.
Okay, then there was this other one. First I monitor it in the conventional mode, 40795, and the NAC was 2 echo 1. And later on the same frequency, I thought I was up too late. And I indeed, you know, rubbed the sand out of my eyes and put another radio on, and then heard a system ID of B12E.
Yep, that is the federal prison in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Detention Center, and that's Trump's radio system. So when using ECHO B25, you'll hear a neck. And when you get the new channel, then you'll see the ID number for the Motorola Trump system.
Oh, that's very interesting. I thought it was either one or the other, but not both. Right, well, okay, so you... What about the citywide 2 being fed down into the transit system on various segments of the train tunnel?
Well, you're the first one to report it, Pete, so all I can say is about time.
Okay, well, but first I thought, you know, there was something wrong with one radio, and then I turned another on, and sure enough, and I figured, well, maybe I'm like really, really close to the top, and I realized, you know, it was, you know, pretty much full quieting from approximately 34th down to 8th Street on the Q line, whatever you want to call that, BMTIND. About time, okay.
W2CMA, repeat.
Okay, better be.
That's all she wrote.
Okay. I hope everybody got the email that I sent out with some of the federal frequencies that you may be hearing some activity on this week with all the nice ladies and gentlemen from around the world, including countries we don't get along with. So, anyway. WQFQ, Grim Tech Club, N20B.
I got an email. Daisy 2 CDC.
Okay, I'll turn it over to you 1 second. Good evening to everybody. Interesting listening over in the city. I put in all the frequencies that the two emails we sent out had, and quite a few of them are active. And this evening, 228.9 is quite active with some air traffic. Some aircraft flying at 22,000 feet. So you might want to put 228.9 in there. And there's other kind of stuff going on, but that's about the most interesting. No email at the moment. And I think that's it for the moment. I'll be watching the email here and just listening to what's going on over in the city. WA2SQQ.
Okay, Bob. Yep, just for 228.900. Nice strong signal here. Okay, let's see. I just have one to relay in for Mark, NI2O. He said that Russia has recently begun launching a series of weather satellites under the Meteor grouping. November Mike 1 was launched on Monday. They're going to be launching a total of 6 of them over the next 18 months. It's an LRPT type of weather satellite, so it's the higher resolution digital type, and they're going to be running on a frequency of 137.920, which is interesting because NOAA, our weather service, has one on 137.925. So, gee, wonder what's going to happen when they both cover over the pole about near the same time.
time and they're interfering with each other's signal coverage pattern. Somebody say interference. Oh, I got a question on that. I received some of the weather satellites here. Did he mention offhand what the software would be required? You're saying this is a higher resolution digital one? I'm just curious if you have any information on decoding that. I would say... Bob, the best bet is to go to his website, and they have a page on weather satellites. I would say any software that handles LRP. Go to his website, g7lpt.com, and there's a link right on the front page for the weather satellites. I'll have to drop him an email, because I can receive most of the satellites, but never... I don't think I've played around with the LRPT one, so thanks for the tip. Okay, just say one thing on this 2900 frequency, Bob. Old scale, and I'm not even using a fancy antenna. I know, I'm listening to it over here, and it's very strong. I'd like to know where they are. They're not really giving any locations, although they did say something about up by the border, so... I don't know if they're going up by the Canadian border or what. Well, time will tell. I guess if they start talking about refueling track numbers, then we can easily look that up. Charlie, does he have a specific link on the page about this new satellite? I mean, I'm looking over here. He's got weather stuff. He's got weather satellite receiver, but... I'm not seeing anything specific about anything new. No, nothing specific about this particular bird. But go to his weather satellite page and he'll talk about the different software that he uses. Okay. I think I found the page. Let me see what he's got here. Very good. If not, I'll drop him an email. Okay. On this 2900 frequency, Bob, I don't know if you're hearing Huntress, I'm just hearing the plane. Okay. At this time, we'll stand by for additional check-ins while Bob checks the email. Again, if you're not able to get in for whatever reason, please use our email address, which is nycxa@yahoo.com. Any late check-ins or additional... comments, this is
N20B. Whiskey 2 / EI 3D, maybe.
Okay, I got the Whiskey 2 stroke. What's our Smith?
Roger, thanks for the back call. Whiskey 2 / EI 3D, maybe. And I'm sorry for interrupting your conversation. I just calling to say hello. And name is Patrick. Go ahead.
Patrick. EI3D, was it? Only one letter, that's the number?
DI3DYB, Echo India 3, Delta Yankee Bravo. Just over here, like, for 2 weeks, and I brought a handheld with me, so I'd give it a go, like, on 70 centimeters. Go ahead.
Okay, well, welcome to New York, and early this summer, I had John Roach over here, and chatted for a while.
Yeah, Roger, Rocky, I got that, breaking up a little bit there, just not so sure.
No, that's understand.
Not quite sure what repeater I'm working out of myself here, like. My location, like, is in Bronx, or sorry, no, it's in Yonkers, and that's my location at the moment. So go ahead there again, Whiskey 2 / EI 3DYV, and I'm Patrick.
Okay, Patrick, probably 447.5, that's the
This is a link repeater system. There's about a dozen repeaters scattered throughout the area. So I'm going on 2 meter frequency and other 70 centimeter frequencies in the areas that are all linked together. So there is a bit of a pause as the systems link up together. It's sort of like the system that's in the southern part of Ireland that John was describing to me.
Yeah, that's correct. My home, QCH, my home is in Longford, Edgeworthstown, which is central Ireland, with me about, it's in the middle, it's about 100 kilometres west from Dublin, if you can see that on the map. I'm sure you know where it is on your own, Jess, that's yeah, I'm just over here for 2 weeks, and 1 week is gone. I've got 1 week left to go. And I brought a handheld with me, but unfortunately it's programmable only by a PC. And as a result, I have to go and program in the frequencies afterwards. If I don't so the repeaters then trying to reach, if I got them wrong, I'll go and do it again.
A VHF antenna for my portable scanner, one of them, and I put that AM FM antenna, they must be cranking out some power, because I heard them loud and clear, and you know, I'm not anywhere near the roof or anything like that.
Okay, well, 228-900 in AM mode. The same characteristics apply whether it's military aircraft on that band or civilian aircraft between 108 and 137. The higher you are, and all they're using is basically a 25-watt radio. So, at a height of 20,000-30,000 feet, their signal can go 200 miles. You know, just think of, you know, if you were at a vantage point that high up, how far you can see. And VHF, UHF is line of sight. That's why the astronauts at the International Space Station, the shuttle, they're only using like 10 watts. And they have a fantastic signal down here because of the height. These planes, as Bob said, they were running around 22,000 feet. I heard one of them ask for permission to drop down to 18,000 feet. So they're still pretty high up, even though they're not as high as, you know, where most civilian aircraft are cruising altitude. But still high enough that you're going to hear them very well.
I understand all that, but a coil piece of 6 inches of wire shrunk to like 3 inches with the squelch all the way up, and, you know, like 20, 30 feet of building between the antenna and the roof.
NQVQQ.
Yeah, it will work, Pete. It will work. VQQ, Guidebook.
Bear with me if my signal's poor. I'm out in the field yet again. I need a fill from CDC on that dual-use frequency that he called out earlier with the NAC.
407. Oh, you mean the Brooklyn Detention one. Okay, hang on a second. I have that right here. 407.950.
Okay, I copied 407.950, and what was it?
Sorry, you broke up a little bit, Greg.
The NAC, I'm on portable in Manhattan this evening. The NAC?
I believe that was 2Echo-1, right, Steve?
Frequency's a little, it's 407.95. You're right, 2E1, and the system ID is Baker 12 Echo, the dual use.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm resuming. N2VQQ.
All right, Greg, that's actually the federal prison facility in Brooklyn. It's on radio reference.
Okay, I guess they're using that as part of the trunk system, and they have some conventional capability as well. Is the traffic similar?
No, it's a Motorola trunk system, but they're using P25 on the talk group. So I guess the NAC got through on the trunk system. And the second time he heard it, it may have been the data channel shifted over there.
Understood. Thank you, gentlemen. N2VQQ. I'm resuming.
Bob, W2FQQ.
I got it.
Nothing new, Charlie. I'm watching it. Nothing at all. Okay. Any last-minute check-ins or comments before we start wrapping it up tonight? That's one of me. Quick question. I'm just listening to this traffic. There almost seems to be right there on 228.9. There almost seems to be a tower talking to them. Can you copy that? Turn the volume down. There might be a tower. I know they were asking Huntress for permission to drop down to 18,000 feet and ask for Huntress to get a hold of the tower. So maybe the tower jumped up for a because the tower is very weak. It's maybe an S1. So, but I've heard them a few times this evening, and it's a constant signal. So, somewhere there's a tower, and well, my guess is it's got to be either New York or Newark. Okay, before we go, any of you who are keeping track of the new Do-It UHF trunking system, posted early today on Radio Reference were a whole slew of frequencies from the Department of Corrections. Basically, look at the call group ID numbers between 2992 and 3216. Some of them had been somewhat active, you know, canine units, spec checks, support services, things like that. But nothing to really go crazy about, but there is some activity on there now.
N21LB, KC2 CDC.
Can't be.
Okay, two questions that we've doubled before. What are they going to actually use that UHF trunk system for? Well, it was supposed to be fire, administrative, or something else?
Well, when it was first trotted out, they were talking about using it for first responder agencies. And what developed since they brought it online is the Sheriff's Department's got a few frequencies on there, OEM's on there, health and hospitals, security's on there, Parks Department, DOT, corrections, sanitation, there's some fire stuff on there, some EMS stuff, and so far a bunch of simulcast channels that are being used. I did hear one interop talk group. I'm not sure if it's permanent or not, but I heard that on 6480. A bunch of different agencies checking in.
Sort of sounds like what they were using the 800 megahertz system for. What kind of, I'll save the last one for last. What kind of portable radios are they using?
On the UHF system, I was told it's the XDS 5000, for the handheld. Sanitation is using XDL 5000 in the trucks, and XDS 2500 for portable.
That sounds right, because I saw this, the XDL 5000 was a CB radio, and then I got closer, I saw that big M on there. The last question is, did I make a mistake in getting this 996, or should I have got the GRE? Because I noticed there's one big the decoder on a GRE radio. Default automatic. If it's a PL, TPL, and NAC, it'll bring it right up. With this Uniden, you have to specify, it'll do NAC, but you've got to program it to do that. It doesn't just do all of it. I'm not that I'm disappointed, but I'm wondering what you thought about that. I don't know if you've ever used either or both together.
I've never used GRE or the Radio Shack series ever since the Pro 34. I've got the unit at 396 and 996, and I've never had to find myself in a position where I had both P25 NAT codes plus a PLDPL on the same channel. And if I knew it to be one, that's what I programmed it as, and that was it. And I'm worried about it. So I can't speak intelligently about comparing three different models.
The reason why I bring it up is I was searching, and there were a couple of frequencies that was analog, sub-420, and I had to go get another radio out and turn that on and, you know, wait for them for another transmission, as where, because I didn't have the GRE portable here. And like I say, when you search, no matter what the code is, it brings it up. You don't have to program it for the one you're looking for. I guess that's why they say on the box of the GRE, best decoder on the market. Oh, well, okay. Next video. All right, thank you very much, Charlie.
Well, who knows, Pete? Maybe UDN will have that as an improvement to the next firmware upgrade. You know, it's all software. Nothing fancy. Once it has the capability, it's just a matter of telling the software how to do it.
Speaking of which, is there any way that you know of, since you have these UDN radios, to get whether it be PL, DPL, or NAC to remain on constant, not to flash? That is so annoying.
No, I really haven't pushed it through searching. I can tell you unless I look at the book.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. X1 over KC2 CDC.
I've got so many different things programmed into it, Pete, so it's okay. What am I going to search? I just don't have enough hours in a day, you know what I mean? All right, Bob, anything in the email? Otherwise, we'll just shut it down now.
That's it, Charlie. It's just for this evening, I think.
W2SQ, N1LB.
I don't know if I'm not making it there, Charlie. Nothing new on the email.
Okay. Yeah, the 2-meter receiver in Irvington is acting a little funky tonight. Sometimes you can key up, it gets you, sometimes it doesn't. It was happening to me, that's why I switched over. Alright. With that, we'll say 7-3, and we'll catch everybody next week. They say same bad time, same bad channel. And it's one of the questions.